Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in 8 minutes. You have NFL mock draft time. Okay, let's talk some draft. A little big board report here. A little board report, if you will.
Love it.
Of course, if you love draft content, Krusty's Corner at 3:40.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be your terrific daily resource for the latest draft content and analysis with Brian Broaddus. But here at The Fan, we are proud to say we have the best draft coverage on any radio station in America, not even close. You have guys from around the league tuning in to follow mm-hmm. the draft via our stream,
yeah.
You know, instead of even the national television show. So salute to, you know, the job that Brian's done over the years, helping put this thing together and build it to what it is today, a dominant you, ratings force as well. Appreciate Segment it. Here is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Mel Kiper, draft expert. Going Luther Burden, the wide receiver at Missouri. Brian, would that get a thumbs up from Broaddus?
Yeah, I'd tell you, that's probably where you're going to have to make a determination of him or Abuka from the Ohio State Buckeyes. You just have to determine which one of them checks the boxes for the athletic ability, the stability, the off-the-field stuff. There's a lot of things you're going to have to dive in on that 12th overall pick and then figure it out from there. But if you had to say a receiver that could go out and make you plays, run after catch, could be a really good complement to playing against opposite CD, could play from the slot, could play outside, this guy Burden can make a lot of plays for you.
Okay, so potential issues with consistency of effort with Burden, maybe when not directly targeted with the ball, and questions about his blocking ability due to his smaller frame. Are those significant concerns for you, or does the talent override it, Wolchuk?
His tape 2 years ago, better than the tape this year, and I think a lot of the frustration was poor quarterback play, inconsistent quarterback play. My question is, does he fit the Cowboys? Because some of the best attributes are obviously he's an explosive playmaker with the ball in his hands, but you see them set up screens. Cowboys aren't a good screen team. So are they going to be able to get the most of said player? I think Emeka Egbuka would be a better fit personally than Luther Burden. I love the explosiveness. I love the speed, the playmaking ability. I just don't know that I trust, especially if they're bringing back the same staff and they've got the same players here. I think Egbuka is set up more for instant success at receiver than a guy like Luther Burden is here. Because I do have question marks with his size. Is he able to win consistently on the outside? Some have similar questions on Egbuka from Ohio State because he's a slot player. But if you go back and you watch him his freshman year when they had JSN, who's now with Seattle, Rockwall's own, Egbuka had to play on the outside, and he won a lot on the outside. So I think a safer pick between the two receivers is the Ohio State kid for me. But Luther Burden is a playmaker, and this team needs playmakers.
They don't have an explosive player at wide receiver, unless you want to talk about, you know, and with Turpin. And I know he's got, I believe he's restricted this year and stuff like that. They need some people on the outside that can complement and Burden and Egbuka both are fine players. Like I say, the off the field stuff for Burden, there's going to have to be some questions about digging in on him. You know, there's some people that were talking about not so many character problems or anything like that, but there are things that need to be checked about him that I were hearing early in the process,
like boss man fat or
no,
like
not that bad. Just
Laramie
like
Tunsil.
Yeah, just no, not Laramie Tunsil, but no, it's just things that need to be checked. The cleaner player is Egbuka. There's no question. The cleaner player, but the guy that I think when you start to talk about explosive player, Burden is that guy. Egbuka makes a ton of plays too, but when you start to talk about you need an explosive guy, I could see why they picked Burton in this mock draft.
Apparently he's personality plus, highly marketable. It's like raining endorsement deals on him across the state. So, you know, Jerry Jones is going to see that.
Wow.
Have this guy, you know, in national television ads by the time we get to Halloween. You know, for me, I'm interested in wide receiver, but I'm going to double down on the belief that this running game has to be supersized in a hurry. I feel like you took a step back without Tyron Smith. You know, you don't have a left tackle of the future right now. Can we say that about Guyton? We're hoping that can become Guyton. But if I found a guy who could play tackle but also play guard, I can put you at right guard. I can maybe play you a left tackle. I don't want to have Terrence Steele on the roster for any longer than necessary. Like, it's a game of Survivor Island right now on my offensive line, and I'm looking to throw new cast members at that at every opportunity. So if there is an equal grade offensive lineman, and I'm at 12. That's the way that I would go. What are you thinking over there, Chief? You taking wide receiver at 12?
I'd be fine with it. I'd be fine with it. I think that's definitely you know, becoming more and more of a premium position. It would certainly be a need for the offense. So I'd be open to wide receiver, trench guys. Of course, there's some edge rushers. There's some corners. I mean, I think you do have some options here. But yeah, I'd be fine with wide receiver.
Okay, Abuka's on the board, the Ohio State wide receiver. Malachi Starks, the Georgia safety, is there. The guard from Bama is there, and Ashton Jeanty goes a 20 to the Broncos.
So, like, Jeanty for me is helping you win now more than Burton is today. Absolutely. But I think if you wanted to go offensive line at guard, Tyler Booker is a physical dude who is a people mover. He's got some nastiness to his game. That wouldn't upset me. It looks like most of the tackles are gone. The one question would be, you know, Josh
Simmons. Was Simmons gone?
From Ohio State. He slides all the way to 25 because of the left knee injury. Yeah. And if we get a good report and you feel good about his knee at 12, he's the best offensive tackle in the draft.
No question.
Then you've got your left tackle of the future. I'm still going to advocate for Mike Green out of Marshall. He goes 23 to Green Bay. I think he's the second best edge in the draft. And now I'm kind of wondering if you're hiring Brian Schottenheimer, maybe you just need to build the hell out of this defense. Maybe you just maximize Micah Parsons. Let's give him another guy that can go get the quarterback. Mike Green's the next best behind Abdul Carter, in my opinion, bar none, to go do that. Let's just try and build a defensive champion here, because I don't know if your offense is going to be able to do anything for you.
Heck, I mean, you want to go elite defense. I could get behind that plan as well, because that's, you know, kind of a path to victory that doesn't require a great offensive coaching staff. You know, you could either do it with an amazing offensive line and running game like the Eagles are doing it, or you could build one of these generational defenses like Peyton Manning won with, where, you know, if you get 16 points, you feel like you're going to advance to the next round. I saw Dane Brugler on his way to the East-West Shrine Game today and then on to the Senior Bowl. Mm-hmm. How much are these events going to shape draft prospects and their rankings here in the next couple of weeks, Brian?
There's going to be quite a few of them. I think the Senior Bowl has done a really nice job with Jim Nagy and the ability to them to get the top flight talent. They've also done a really nice job of getting you some smaller school guys. I'm going to throw a guy a name, but Charles Grant from William & Mary is a tackle that's going to participate in the Senior Bowl. Boy, he's a good-looking, long, movement, all those things. Teams that are zone teams love to have a guy like this that could play in space. He's going to have the opportunity to play in the Senior Bowl. So that's you always look at those good matchups, especially with all the questions about these offensive tackles, these offensive lines.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I mean, going against these really good one techniques that we've seen. We've seen some really good edges like Wooly's talking about with Green and things like that. So the one-on-ones and all that, it'll shape it. It'll help a lot of these smaller school guys get the exposure that we need to kind of have a little bit better understanding of how they do against really good competition.
Very good. It is time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius, how's your G-bag today?
Yeah, what's going on with everything and everybody? How's everybody doing?
Good.
All right. Yeah, I'm doing great, man. Fantastic, brother. Fantastic. Don't want to waste too much of your time here, so we'll get right to it. This is day two for the RJ and Choppy show. We got Bobby and Sean going back and forth about Coach McCarthy during crosstalk. Bobby was on one.
By the way, Mike McCarthy is reporting that weather delays have prevented him from interviewing with the New Orleans Saints.
Mike McCarthy has a social media account?
He has several reporters that he feeds that information to that have since reported it this morning.
So what is the real report?
There are several reporters saying, hey, Mike McCarthy's definitely interested in the Saints are definitely interested in weather has gotten in the way. So,
but why do you have to be so childish and petty about it?
I'm telling you.
Why do you have to be like so bitchy about it?
I'm just saying. It's great.
Like,
it's
he's gone. You won.
I assume it's Laura Oakman.
Why are you still just whiny and cheap about it?
What do you mean cheap?
You take another one.
I got it.
So petty about it.
I'm just saying it's the report that's out there.
Like, just celebrate it and be calm and cool and poised.
This is me celebrating.
No, you're being
right
freaking
now.
Petty and annoying about it.
I love it.
You want to get punched in the freaking face?
Wow.
That still sent a chill down my spine now hearing it.
I mean, the first two times I heard it, I couldn't believe that it hadn't been bleeped, but now I understand why.
Yeah. He caught himself right there.
Yeah.
He froze Bobby with that cheap note. He froze him.
It's amazing. Cheap. That's what do you mean? Like, wait, cheap me?
Froze him.
You've seen my tip.
What do you mean cheap?
What'd you say, Wilcha?
The tips.
Huh?
You know, out in public at bars.
Okay, man. Oh, yeah.
You
can't be too careful out here, boy. I tell you what.
Bobby, before he's even ordered anything, he'll slide like $100 to the bartender so they're taking care
of it. Just in case I insult you later.
This is for my future noise violation.
Don't kick me out, please.
Hey, we have a customer right here that felt like he got ripped off.
Uh-oh.
And he went on a pretty epic rant. He got froze when they offered some prayer to him.
Have a nice day. You guys are rip-off. Have fun with my 160 bucks.
Have a nice day. God bless you.
Yeah, God. God ain't got nothing to do with it.
God, yeah, God, you need God.
I'm
going to pray for you.
You for what?
I'm going to pray for you.
Don't you pray for me. I don't need prayers, pal.
As he's just driving away. Hair flying in the wind.
I'm going to pray for you. What?
I needed a large fry, not a medium fry.
What?
Not your damn prayers.
Yeah. What else we got right here? Hey.
I'll take all your prayers, by the way.
Every last one of them. God, I've seen what you've done for others.
Thank you.
Somebody's crypto is going crazy. Y'all see that, man? I know people that bought some of that Trump coin.
Nice.
It went stupid on them.
Yeah.
Like, it was like $7 or something like that at one point.
It was cheaper. It was way cheaper than that. It was like 30 cents if you were up late Friday night.
This fool got it around like around $7.
Look at that.
Where's it at now?
39.
Look at that.
It was up at 75 before they launched the Melania coin, drained some liquidity out of Trump. But then, they've settled in. They've consolidated.
Individual liberty.
It's my Melania I'm trying to work on.
Individual liberty.
Let's see what else we got right here. TJ Hooch Manzada.
Yes.
This is so apropos for this moment right here. We're talking about Cowboys and a head coaching situation. He says the Cowboys head coaching job is a dead end.
Mm.
Do we respect TJ Hooch Manzada?
Tried to trade for him one time.
Okay.
Not after what he did to me and
Yeah, he still have PTSD from that.
You okay, fam?
Radio Row, he got you, didn't
he? I thought he was actually kind of nice.
Don't run up on
he
me.
He did actually.
He was like,
he threw a jab and then he settled.
Yeah, okay.
He was better than Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, Marshall was a great player.
I think he's got an honor code that he operates on. He expects everybody else to do the same.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, man. I totally forgot about that. I was here for that, though, right?
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were.
I thought it was some other. I thought he assaulted you. I was like, wait a minute. I might trigger you right here, dog. Yeah, right here. He says the Cowboys head coaching job is a dead-end job. Shout out to Miss Chalk. Hey, Miss Chalk, splash, for sending me this.
Man, the Cowboys is a dead-end job.
Oh, whoa.
Straight up and down. And I'm going to just take you through the history.
Give it some.
Don't points. Listen to me. First. Who was the head coach before Mike McCarthy?
Garrett.
Jason Garrett. Did he get another job after that? No. Who was the head coach before Jason Garrett? Wade Phillips. Did he get another job after that? Mm-hmm. Who was the head coach before Wade Phillips?
Parcells.
Did he get another job after that? Mm-hmm. The Cowboys' job is a dead-end job.
You cooking. You done cooking?
It's a dead-end job. Every coach before Mike McCarthy wanted another job. Mm-hmm. Did they get one? Mm-hmm. No, they didn't. Mm-hmm. It's a dead-end. What happened when you hit a dead-end? What you do?
Reverse.
Where I'm going? Mm-hmm. Where I'm going? Now. We think Mike McCarthy gonna get one.
We think.
Let's see. It's a thankless job. Mm-hmm. Like, the Cowboys win, who get all the credit? Owner. Mm-hmm. The owner. When the Cowboys lose, who take all the blame?
Coach.
The coach. He preaching. Why would I want to go coach the Cowboys?
He cooking.
Because if I leave, I'm probably done as a head coach of the National Football League. And if we win, Jerry Jones did a great job with the roster. Man, I don't want to coach the Cowboys. Why would I if I'm prime?
Good points, factually correct. I think maybe he's got the order just a little bit misplaced.
Yeah.
I think you hit your dead end, and then you take the Cowboys job. That's what Jerry's looking for. Who's at the end of their line?
Standing ovation, bro. Well done. You smoked that. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Great job. We're up against it, so let's focus.
All right.
I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Is it? What do you mean cheap? What a line. What a debate. Salute to the morning show.
Stay poised.
Krusty says, I don't need your prayers, pal. Yeah. Krusty customer, that is.
Yeah.
Or is it TJ Houshmandzadeh, Cowboys job is at a dead end? Now that I know it's FCC, not violation.
What you about to do? Wait a minute, fam. What you about to do?
I'm going RJ, Sean, and Bobby.
Oh, okay.
Same.
Me too. Well, any FCC violations that happen on this show fall on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going with cheap. What do you mean by cheap?
I think I have to have a button over here, too.
Yeah.
I think this button works.
Yeah, it does. It does.
So I can blame you.
Yep.
TJ Houshmandzadeh.
By a score of 4-1, and still your G-Bag of the Day champion. Two times now, it's the morning show there, Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Okay, when we come back...
Broadus, I want to appreciate you for bringing in these oxtails.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cannot wait to get with them. I just warmed them up. They're hot in here.
There you go. Let me know what you think.
There's a red stripe. All right, I got to let you go.
Yeah, Chiefs said they were amazing. You know, look forward to trying
to get into it.
They are unbelievable. Truly unbelievable.
Where are we going next, Eric?
We've got a little sports hodgepodge for you. And among other things, we have an unbelievable sports gambling story, a big time self-inflicted kick to the nuts, and a local legend may have changed the culinary game forever. That's next year in the nation.